Human Rights Watch has found that African governments continue to crack down and wrongly arrest political opponents, critics and activists and journalists. The rights group also says armed forces and armed groups in some African countries have targeted civilians, killing them and driving them from their homes, Mohammed Yusuf reports, text. The conflict in Sudan and Ethiopia feature prominently in a Human Rights Watch report released Thursday. It says that in Sudan, the war between armed forces and the rebel Rapid Support Forces has displaced 12 million people, destroyed infrastructure, and blocked humanitarian assistance. In Ethiopia, rights group investigators found that government forces in the Amhara region committed widespread attacks against medical professionals, patients, and health facilities. Mosi Segun is the head of the Human Rights Watch Africa Division. She says armed conflict is not the only form of rights violation on the continent.
On top of all of that, you have all of the civic space restriction abuses, you know, including just the intolerance for freedom of expression, intolerance for freedom of association and assembly. Protests are being clamped down on, people who are pushing for their rights, you know, or to even comment on government policies and measures are being hunted down. Here in East Africa, we are seeing a very disturbing trend towards abductions.
Kenya has captured the attention of human rights groups for recent alleged abductions of anti-government protesters and activists from foreign countries, some of whom have been deported to Turkey and Uganda. The Human Rights Watch report also focuses on the seemingly endless conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where civilians are killed, women raped, and attacks on camps for the internally displaced continue to push more people into neighboring countries. Congo has accused Rwanda for supporting M23 rebels, an allegation Rwanda denies. Clementine Demonsure, Human Rights Watch senior researcher, says the expansion of conflict worsens civilians' harm.
It's certainly a concern to see the regionalization of the conflict. We've seen in the past cycles of violence in eastern Congo and across the Great Lakes region that have had a devastating impact on civilian populations. And we're not seeing significant signs of pressure on the different parties to the conflict to reduce violations and harm to civilians.
The report notes that countries in West Africa ruled by the military, like Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger, have cracked down on opposition and dissent, freedom of expression and backsliding in the fight against corruption. It notes that in southern Africa, Mozambique is grappling with post-election violence in which hundreds of people have been killed. Elizabeth Kamundia, Deputy Director of Disability Rights at Human Rights Watch, says conflict and violence are causing a rise in disabilities.
We have seen a rise in the number of people acquiring injuries that lead to disabilities. We've seen increased psychological distress and mental health impacts on people, families, communities as a result of war and conflict. We've seen difficulties with access to medication for people who have mental health conditions, and therefore they are forced to stop their treatment.
Human Rights Watch's newly released World Report reviewed human rights records of more than 100 countries, including 25 in Africa. Despite the widespread abuses and violence against people in Africa, HRW notes that, like the rest of the world, African people are resisting and pushing back against autocratic rule and abuse of their rights. It notes they are also mobilizing on social media and streets to demand an end to the abuses and bad governance that has contributed to divisions and conflict among communities. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
On top of all of that, you have all of the civic space restriction abuses, you know, including just the intolerance for freedom of expression, intolerance for freedom of association and assembly. Protests are being clamped down on, people who are pushing for their rights, you know, or to even comment on government policies and measures are being hunted down. Here in East Africa, we are seeing a very disturbing trend towards abductions.
It's certainly a concern to see the regionalization of the conflict. We've seen in the past cycles of violence in eastern Congo and across the Great Lakes region that have had a devastating impact on civilian populations. And we're not seeing significant signs of pressure on the different parties to the conflict to reduce violations and harm to civilians.
We have seen a rise in the number of people acquiring injuries that lead to disabilities. We've seen increased psychological distress and mental health impacts on people, families, communities as a result of war and conflict. We've seen difficulties with access to medication for people who have mental health conditions, and therefore they are forced to stop their treatment